seat, please.
Remember that the microphones are for the quality of the recording. We don't have any public address system in. Okay.
Okay, the next item is my report. I don't really have a lot. I think I'll try to keep it very, very brief. Personally, things that I've done, I continue to go to some of my local VIPS meetings, just as a continual link, you know, to keep that contact and develop a relationship there. I'm also a member of the Lions Club. Continue to be involved with them, things like that. I think I'll wait and do that one later. Do any of the other commissioners have anything that they would like to share of things that they have done related to blindness or the work with the commission?
I will mention, Julia, that a couple of weeks ago, I had the privilege, the honor, the whatever terminology you want to use, to show up at Robert and Nancy's employee and supervisor of the year ceremony at the governor's mansion in the rotunda there. And that really went well. And Robert and Nancy both deserve it, not that the other staff don't, but they, I think, exemplify what the commission's about and so on and so forth. And it went well. I was glad to be there. And I want to publicly thank Pearl for lunch. That's an important part of it, too, you know.
It was a very nice ceremony, and we were glad to have a commissioner present.
Thank you.
I will just mention that I continue to keep up with the networking conference calling that we do with other boards and sometimes directors of centers across the country. Just the last one we had was a little smaller group. It seemed to be the same people that we normally get before the other two previous ones we had. You know, some real diversity of different states that were involved, and I think it's a very good a group to network with, because sometimes it seems like to me, and I'm very proud of this fact, that I think a lot of times the questions that come up, it seems like because Pearl participates in it, you know, it's something like, oh yeah, we've done that, and this is what we did, or this is how we solve that, or something. So we can be really proud of the fact that, you know, we really are a leader in the country as far as a commission for the blind. So
I have they come up? I'm sorry, I just kind of forget about this. Have they picked up a certain? Is it still first Monday of the month, or?
We've been doing Wednesday.
Second Wednesday, isn't it?
Second Wednesday.
I don't remember what I did yesterday. I always have to look at the calendar. So, but the information does go out.
Yeah, I know, and
it does go out. We get let know when it's going to be, and there's a call-in number, and
I usually have a conflict.
Yeah, and it's
it is interesting. The few times I have been,
it's every other month, so other it month, is yeah. Sometimes hard to keep track.
Sure.
Okay. It's good we have it. I mean, I hope we can keep that going, because I just.
I think I'm going to save my other comments and just fit them into other topics that we have going on later. It'll fit in fine there for brevity so we can get back on schedule.
Right.
So we will skip on ahead to the executive director report.
Ooh, that was quick.
Thank you. I will also not go in depth. My full report will be part of the materials that are attached to the minutes. And of course, I'd always be willing to email things to anybody that's interested. So, staffing update. We're pleased to have new staff. They introduced themselves at the beginning of the meeting, and I will recognize them again now, except they're both out of the room. Lynn.
Dave Orsino, we love
him. Yes, yes. Thank you, Fatosha. Linda Kane, we call her Lynn, used to work for us as a voc rehab counselor in North Platte, Now is with us again. She's in training right now, and she'll be the Center Apartment Resource Counselor. We're delighted to have Lynn back with us. And Monica Tripp is a new hire. She's also in training in the center right now, and she will be the Voc Rehab Counselor to take Robert's place after his retirement. So the record show, we're happy to have both of them with us. We think they'll be real assets to our team. Well, they already are, but when they get into their positions, I think it'll go really well. We did reclassify Dave Robinson's position. It's a parallel change. He, from personnel officer to accountant two, we'll still call him our personnel officer. And it's just that the new classification covers more of the duties he's taken on with the business office and business enterprise. So so that did occur. We've got a couple other in place that, or, you know, the request is out that is being worked on, really, by state personnel. In terms of our services to clients, the federal fiscal year just ended the end of September, and so during that federal fiscal year, we served 515 Voc Rehab clients in all statuses. 35 were closed, having achieved their employment goals. And in the independent living track, we served 930 clients in all statuses. And 376 were closed successfully. I will mention that because of the, in order for us to fund attendance at the Older Blind Conference in the spring, we did need to bring people onto the client caseload so that we could provide that service. And so that large number of both served and closed is in part because of that conference. And some people continue to be served, but there were some people that after the conference they were satisfied and wanted to, you know, they didn't want any further services. Is that what you...
No, I had a question. Oh. I'm sorry, when you ended your comments about staffing,
yes.
You said that there, you made it sound like there was some positions still out or up for at the Office of State Personnel. Are we still have positions open that you're looking to fill?
We're looking to maybe create. How about if I talk about that in the budget time?
No problem.
Thank you.
Well, and we also have an item this afternoon about the changes in staffing. So maybe
right.
That
right.
Would be,
okay.
Yeah. That's,
thank
that's
you,
kind
though.
Of what I was thinking
right.
For that, okay.
Right,
whole restructure.
Okay. Then the center, I always like to tell we track from 1996 through November of 2010. We have served 184 clients in the center with full-time services. We serve many more than that, 3-day stays and tours and sometimes some part-time training, but the full-time clientele is what I, you know, what we really tracked for this purpose. So 86% of those served throughout that time have achieved their employment goal, and only 11% are not working. We've done a lot of different activities this past quarter in the field and in the center, county fair, making some things out of duct tape was something new. I guess that's a category in the fair that they came up with some really creative things. The Homestead National Monuments contacted us. They were looking, they're at Beatrice, if you don't know. It is a national monument that Nebraska can be very proud of. And they wanted to make their facility, both the inside and the outside walks and everything, be fully accessible to the blind. And so they worked with us, they worked with some of our staff, center went down there, as well as, actually Kathy got to go, I never get to do the fun stuff, but Carlos and Kathy, and you know, really did an excellent job working through accessibility issues with them and came up with a lot of good strategies. So that monument received a national award from the National Park Service because of that work. So that was nice to be a part of that. a lot of different activities the folks were doing. In the field, we've had these group training, FYI, for your independence in North Platte. We've had group training in Lincoln and in Omaha that folks can take part in. Let's see. Oh, some of our staff spoke to the Nebraska Ophthalmologic Association convention in Kearney in October. Let's see. I think, well, between now and the next meeting, we will lose Robert Newman is retiring, and he's been here 36 years. So wow. That's
amazing.
Going to be a definite change. We've had clients getting different jobs around the state. We also work with people in a category called job jeopardy. That is, they're currently working but losing their eyesight and need our staff to come in and work with them to help them not to lose the job as a result of blindness. So that's called job jeopardy. Or sometimes it's somebody that is in a job that, you know, has been blind, and maybe we worked with them in the past, or maybe they got the job on their own. But now, as somebody mentioned earlier, the job is changing. They need either some new technology or some new skills, and so we can work with them on that. Let's see. With the eForce is a system for electronically doing all of our paperwork and tracking data on all the clients. We've been using it for voc rehab clients for about a year now, and probably next week we'll be ready to go live with the track for independent living. And it's really an excellent system. Gets us away from paper files. It's not just entering into the system, but also then a blind counselor can pull up the file, you know, at totally access every part of the file. And so it's just a really good system. It's not been without headaches. Dottie Wilmot needs to be recognized for her excellent work in making the thing work with our system and our staff. Other staff as well, but she's really been the leader on this. Okay, gosh, we're working with schools, we're working with the transition team for children who are blind, deafblind, or multiply disabled, and have come up with a guideline. It's a transition guide, recommended practices protocol, that kind of goes through the role of all the partners working with children and youth: the Nebraska Department of Education, the local school districts and vision teachers, the Nebraska Center for the Education of Children Who Are Blind and Visually Impaired, our own commission, and consumer and parent support groups. And that's just now being rolled out to those different entities, and you're certainly welcome if you're interested in this. We have print copies, and we can also email it to people if you're interested. We could also do large print and braille, but we'd have to get those made on a specific request. Let's see. Nebraska Business Enterprise, is that a separate topic later?
It is.
Okay, yeah. So I won't talk about that. The business office has been very, very busy, just lots of different things that we're working on. I believe those are, this weekend is the Winterfest program for youth. Bob Deaton is in Aurora this weekend at that program. So that's always, this year, this time, the topic is based on a comment that was made at the last board meeting, which was that the youth would really like some help and ideas and ability to think through issues related to moving out on their own.
I remember that comment.
And so that is the focus of the Winterfest this time.
Good. Cool. All right.
And that's my report.
Awesome.
Well, that didn't take a half hour. How about that? That's pretty good.
It's the very abridged version.
Okay.
Questions? Comments?
Just to add to Pearl's report that she was mentioning some of the things that the center or that the commission staff had done. The commission staff, some of the technology staff did come and help the put on a technology presentation at the NFB convention here in last weekend.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's not public comment.
Hang on just a second, please. Is that all right, Julie?
You can recognize public questions?
Yes.
Okay. The chair did recognize you. Could you say it louder? I couldn't
hear
you.
What is the resource specialist, or what were you talking in employment for the resource area or something like that?
The apartment resource counselor, yes, thank you. That person works in the center apartments. We don't have an apartment supervisor or like a house parent that some agencies do, but our apartments, that's where people live when they come to work in the center. And so the apartment resource counselor works on a wide range of things, but especially for new people coming in, they do some kind of intensive training and counseling and teaching with that person. You know, sometimes the folks come to the center and they're going to be in their own apartment and they don't necessarily have all the skills they need. And so they can work with them during that time. They also are a part of the center team. So some of their hours are spent here at the center counseling and doing some substitute teaching, you know, teaching the different areas if, let's say, somebody has a meeting that takes them away from their classroom, then the resource counselor can help out there and just generally serve as part of the center team.
Okay. And Cheryl, it's important to note that Julie was one time apartment resource specialist.
Oh, yeah. It's also important to know that she was a great...
Right. She's probably the best, at what they had.
Yes, shopping's very important.
Okay, all right.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Jeff.
I just wanted to make a quick comment if I could.
Uh-huh. Can you...
I wanted to mention that the Homestead National Monument of America also this past weekend received the James D. Walker Memorial Award from the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And articles are being prepared that are going to be on the National Park Service's national website as well as their regional website. And the commission is being very strongly mentioned in that for the help that they provided in that process. And I would greatly recommend to anyone, if you have the opportunity, to go there for a visit. It is an excellent, excellent program.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I didn't realize we skipped a public comment. I'm sorry. I must have missed something on the agenda.
No, it wasn't on the agenda, but the chair generally
recognized it.
Well, and I did announce at the beginning that I would try to acknowledge public comment as much as I can, because sometimes the public comment doesn't coincide with every topic or thing that comes up.
Right.
So we'll do that. I think we can get back on
flexible
topic, on schedule pretty quickly.
I hope so.
I have a quick question. The Homestead National Monument, was the initial contact, did the agency contact them or they contacted the agency?
They called me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Actually, another thing recently, the Sheldon
The art
museum.
Yeah. Oh, really?
that a student in the center has been a volunteer or intern.
Jesse Wagle.
I'm not going to say names. Has been a volunteer or intern at the Sheldon Museum of Art, and so they had a project, and the not the museum director, but some project director wanted mm-hmm. to, you know, again explore how things could be accessible, and mm-hmm. so she called me, and they kind of did a project there as well. Mm-hmm. There's always so many things in the mix and going on that it's hard to. Right. I never cover all of it, I guarantee.
No. has that project been completed then at the Sheldon?
Well, I'm not sure. They really, I went to there was one event that a number of us did attend, and the director of the museum and that project director did come up to me and wanted to continue doing some things, so.
Okay.
Kind of, I don't know. I'm on their mailing list. I'm getting their
propaganda
promos.
I'll be curious to hear what happens. I'll ask you offline. I'll ask you offline.
Yeah, do. Yeah.
We're going to have a meeting this coming Wednesday.
Hmm, okay.
Okay. See, I'm not always in the loop of the different things going on.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Not that I can think of. Other questions from commissioners? Comments? Anything?
Let's move on.
No. Okay, well, let's, is lunch here yet, Kathy?
Let's keep going.
Okay. All right, well, then let's get through a couple of these other small items.
Right.
Our next item on the agenda is the Administrative Services Edge system. Used to be NIS.
Right. I have not heard anything new recently, so...
Okay, so it's still...
Kathy, is there anything you know of that would... She sometimes goes to the meetings that the State Administrative Services has.
No, the only really thing that's going to be new when all agencies, you know, get on board is they have a new talent management system, and that's where employees will go through in the EDGE system to complete... training that's assigned to them by their agency. And for our agency, the main area that is will be the defensive driving classes.
Okay.
TSB used to set up all the defensive driving classes for
Transportation Service Bureau.
Yeah. Yeah. For our staff and drivers. And now State Personnel is taking over all of that. And so the supervisor will need to go into the system and assign their staff to take the class. And then the staff will eventually have to log into the system to take the defensive driving classes.
Okay.
But until all the agencies are set up, personnel is just sending out an email to the people that need to take the class.
Okay. I have, maybe this is a silly question.
Louder, please.
Is NIS... And EDGE, is it the same thing? They just gave it a new name, or is it an entirely
new? Actually, it's now called the actual official name, NIS, is no longer in existence.
Okay.
They call it Enterprise One. That's the new name, Enterprise One.
Let's change the name again.
So,
but it's the same
I'm
thing.
So
they didn't
confused.
Just like start over and it's a new product or something.
It's an enhanced. A little bit more user-friendly.
It's an enhanced version of the EDGE.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
EDGE is basically the same thing as Enterprise One.
They yeah, just keep changing the name for enjoyment? Okay. To confuse people like me. Okay, but it's working and those initial issues are fairly resolved? Is that what... I wonder if we should take that item off of the agenda.
So moved.
I would like.
I suggested that we perhaps should take the Administrative Services NIS EDGE. I've forgotten already what the
off
new.
The agenda.
Yeah, off
Enterprise
of
One.
Enterprise One, off of the agenda because it doesn't seem like there's a lot of new information there.
Yeah, Madam Chair.
Yes.
The only question I have is, I think originally we were compelled to do that or something. You know, if there's no reason that we need to have it, I would agree with that. I mean, if, you know, there are certain things that we are compelled to do, and that's what I was
I don't think that's one of them.
That isn't one of them.
Not that I know.
Okay. So, I mean, at this time, everything is accessible, and our line staff is not having any trouble with it, and they're not, so we take it off, and then if there become issues again, then we can
put it back on.
Right.
That makes sense to me. Okay. I'll second the motion then.
I don't think we need to. Is there a problem with any?
No.
Okay.
Maybe we can just
do it. It's unanimous consent.
We're good.
Right. That's not something we need to.
Okay.
Let's get through these next two things, hopefully really quickly, and then we'll
lunch
move on to
arrive.
Lunch. Yeah, I heard it come in. Okay. The NFB Newsline report we did receive from Jamie, and that will be a part of the text meeting minutes. Is there anything you need to add, Pearl, to the NFB Newsline? It's continuing to work like it always has.
Yeah. No, there's nothing new.
Keep going.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, I have a question about Newsline.
Okay. And you, your name?
I would like to know.
Your name, Don. We need your name.
Okay. Quickly.
I would like to know from Pearl exactly how much a year it costs the commission to have Newsline available to people in Nebraska.
Okay. I reported that last time and I had those figures. I don't have the exact figure in front of me today, but
It's a moving number, isn't it, because of long distance charges on the 800 number?
Yeah. I mean, we have the phone charges vary some, but it's usually figured out at the annual.
Don, can I answer that question very quickly? I think it's a part of the minutes, and if you want to, I can go back to August and cut and paste it and email it to you.
Well, I've got it. I mean, I can send the current.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's in, like I said, I reported it before. I just hate to trust my memory to the exact number.
Am I right that, Pearl, it varies from year to year?
Well, kind of, not too much. The contract is renewed each year, and it can change, but for the most part, it's about the same. I want to say $50,000 or $60,000. I can't swear to that.
Who is the contract with?
The contract is with the Newsline operator, or the people who run Newsline, which is the National Federation of the Blind.
So your contract for Newsline is with NFB?
Right. The National Center.
And you're estimating maybe about $50,000 a year?
I think so.
Okay.
Thank you.
I can get you his email address if you don't have it, Pearl. Okay.
Well, and for the record, we can add that to the record of the minutes,
the notes.
The attachments to the
text.
Right.
Materials.
Right,
okay. If you like.
Okay, one quick question, and then we'll... Are there cap complaints or issues?
There are no cap complaints.
Ooh, that was
okay,
great.
Well then we'll include item before lunch.
Yeah.
Our next item on the agenda was cap complaints or issues, and there are none, so there's nothing to discuss under that item. So we will break for lunch and resume...
as soon as possible.
Shall we stay at 12:45, or do you think we need to try for 12:30?
I would try for 12:30.
I would recommend that we take just half an hour, which would get us to 12:20.
Okay.
Because we don't have tables set up. We'll mm-hmm. just be eating at, you know, where you're at anyway. And so if some people are still eating by 12:20, I would think it would still work to go on.
I would think so.
Madam Chairman,
okay. Yes.
The clock on the wall is off, I believe. I have 11:58 on my watch.
Oh.
So it's news.
Yeah, half an hour from whatever your watch says right now.
Yeah, I have
12:30.
Wait a minute. If there is a room right across the hall, too, if people want a table, you could go in there and eat your lunch.
Oh, okay, thank you.
For more room. Ooh. Straight across the hall.
Okay, so we will resume in 30 minutes with the next...
12:30!
Yeah, commissioners ought to go through the line first.
Right, we take priority because we rank.